This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
At 9:40, former President Donald Trump back in the New York City courtroom this hour. But it's his recent remarks about the 2024 election raising red flags and making news as Trump is refusing to commit to accepting the results and is even suggesting he's prepared for a fight if he loses. We bring in WOKV Samantha Manning from our Washington newsroom. So what's going down? What's Trump saying about all this?
Yeah, so right in between campaign events in Michigan and Wisconsin, former President Trump told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, quote, if everything's honest, I'll gladly accept the results. If it's not, you have to fight for the right of the country. And these remarks come after another interview that he did earlier this week with Time magazine, where he did not rule out the possibility of political violence if he were to lose in November. Now, President Biden's campaign has been condemning these remarks, saying that Trump is a danger to the Constitution and a threat to our democracy. And of course, this isn't the first time that he's, you know, led to questions about accepting the election results. Back in 2016, he repeatedly said the system was rigged. And of course, in 2021, on January 6th, he told his supporters, if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. And shortly after that, the mob had attacked the U.S. Capitol.
Is Trump's campaign clarifying in any way the comments that he made on the campaign trail this week?
So he not as much of what we've seen so far. He really hasn't been able to campaign as much, right, as he'd like right now because he's been in the courtroom. So we really haven't heard too much about it.
And what is going down with the hush money trial? What's the latest there?
Yeah, so it's he'll be back in the courtroom, as you'd mentioned, as the second week of testimony in the case wraps up. And prosecutors have really spent the week using detailed testimony about meetings, email exchanges, business transactions, bank accounts, all to build on the foundation of their case, accusing him of a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election. Now, his defense, meanwhile, has really been working to try and poke holes in the credibility of the prosecutor's witnesses. They want to show that he was trying to protect his reputation and his family, not his campaign, by keeping the women quiet. And the defense has also suggested that Trump was also the victim of extortion.
Live team coverage from our Washington newsroom with WOKV Samantha Manning.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.